Education on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam to you on Wednesday, 8th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to 29th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Welcome to today's special, where now we'll listen to verse 136 of chapter An-Nisa.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa'budu Allaha wa la tushriku bihi shay'an wa bil walidayni ihsana. وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him. And to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, the neighbor farther away, the companion at your side, the traveler, and those whom your right hands possess. Indeed, Allah does not like those who are self-deluding and boastful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The meaning of the verse may be such, O you who have faith, go a step further, or be firm in your faith forever. A believer should elevate himself to a higher degree of faith every day, since there are decrees in faith. In this regard, Surah Muhammad, number 47, verse 17 says, And those who avail of the guidance, He adds unto them guidance. However, disbelief in some heavenly books and some prophets is the same as disbelief in all.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa darbi, shukran. شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن
What after Ramadan? Ramadan is like an institution of spirituality where we correct and change our habits that we have acquired over the year without the worshippers of Satan. For now is the time in which Satan is locked up and he goes not have the chance to twist our thoughts and change our good actions. The first step is always hard to take, but Ramadan is the time to do it. So after Ramadan, we all can try to keep up with our good deeds, praying at the correct times, charity to the less fortunate, and genuinely being more patient and kind with one another. It's a month of transformation in which we change our actions, habits, and manners. But what will happen after it is gone? Do Muslims continue performing the good deeds? But what will happen after it is gone? Do Muslims continue performing the good deeds?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host from Arab English Radio. We hope you join us, inshallah, and stay tuned till the end of this show. Today, we are going to talk about the strategies for preserving the spiritual effects of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, throughout the year. So the first strategy is to observe divine piety and refrain from sin, especially guarding the heart, ears, and eyes. Nothing can bankrupt a person as much as sin. In elaborating on the second strategy, it should be added constant remembrance and avoidance of heedlessness, considering oneself in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main rectitude of a believer is his engagement in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third strategy which is recommended to preserve the month of fasting, the month of Ramadan, is to actually consider any skill acquired by the person should be maintained in order to stabilize and preserve it. Even if in small amounts, for example, occasionally observe recommended fasts. That is, we need to fast on a regular basis, some days in a week, or let's say some days in a month at least. Preserving the bond with the Quran, a sort of friendship with the Holy Quran, maintaining the connection with the mosque, and engaging in the supplications and invocations transmitted from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light. Be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
On the continuation of this program, today's special, we have a tip on keeping Ramadan spirits alive. Don't give yourself the option. What makes you get up for work in the morning, no matter how tired you are? What makes you drag yourself out of a warm bed on a cold morning to get ready for school? It's the fact that you have no option and you know that there are negative consequences to not going to work. You'll be fired or about the school, you'll fail. Use the same kind of psychology on yourself when it comes to maintaining your good habit. Tell yourself, for instance, that Allah will be very angry with you if you do not pray Fajr, no matter how cold your room is on a frosty December morning. That in turn can lead to more bad deeds, which could lead to decreased faith and a downward spiral in your life.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life. But you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
After Ramadan, stay away from sins, and by that, we follow to continue worshipping. One of the major goals of Ramadan was taqwa. Fasting should have trained us to control our nafs and stay away from sins. Whoever seeks forgiveness with his tongue, but his heart is still insistent upon sin, and his intention is to return back to the sin after Ramadan, then his fasting has been rejected and the door of acceptance has been closed in his faith. Even if our additional voluntary deeds sometimes slip, we should not compromise one, two things. One, the obligatory deeds, and two, staying away from sins. And if we do commit sins, we should be quick to repent.
So some of the things that we... aspects of the fasting that we also have to try to carry over into the rest of the year. Obviously, we're not saying that we fast every day in terms of food. That's not required from us. It's not an obligation upon us. And actually, it could even be prohibited for us to fast at that level. But we do know that in the traditions, it talks about the mustahab fast within the month. There are certain days in the week, certain months, days in the month that are recommended to fast. But some of the aspects other than that we have gotten out of this month, one is that this became a ability for us to train our mind and our thoughts. You know, because sometimes our mind and our thoughts may wander towards the haram. But we recall that Rasulullah said to even control your thought pattern and what you're thinking about in the month of Ramadan. And so if we've been able to control at least our thoughts for these last 29 or 30 days, then this becomes a precursor to be able to hopefully continue after the month of Ramadan, to remove those devilish forces, thoughts rather, from our minds, of having a clear mind, of having a pure mind. Because just as we did it in month of Ramadan, then also we should try to be able to continue in that within the rest of the year. We also learned a trait of submission and humility in the presence of Allah. You know, praying on time for 30 days, you know, breaking fast at a certain time every night, you know, standing for prayer, reciting Quran, doing all of these acts of worship towards Allah for the sake of earning a better place in Jannah, for fulfilling some level of obligation that we have to Allah, this humbleness and humility. This is also something that hopefully we learned in this blessed month, the importance of taking our prayers more seriously, trying to pray on time, trying to fulfill all of the obligations that we have upon us. You know, keeping in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a much more frequent basis. Because we know that when we get caught up in the rat race of life, when, you know, we're busy at work and things and commitments come up, it sometimes gets difficult to remember Allah. But hopefully this 30 days was the time that we were able to focus and reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir. يا حليم يا عظيم يا كبير يا حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Once Zurar asked from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, the narrator says, قَالَ قُلْتُ لَهُ, I said to Imam, or I asked from Imam, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أو أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالُ هُوَ أَفْضَلْ بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. O Imam, O son of Rasulullah, what is the best deed, what is the best amal after knowing you, after knowing Imam? When we have ma'rifat of you, Ahlul Bayt, what is the best deed after that? Qal, Imam replied to me, ma min shay'in ba'da al-ma'rifah ya'adilu hadhi salat. There's nothing higher than, after ma'rifah, there's nothing higher than salat. Salat is the second most highest after ma'rifah. So Imam put ma'rifat number one. First, receive or first achieve the ma'rifah, first gain the ma'rifah, first learn the ma'rifah. What is the ma'rifat Imam? What is the knowing of Imam? Know your Imam completely, thoroughly. And after that, the topmost deed is salat. And then Imam said, وَلَا بَعَدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَالسَّلَاتِ شَيْءٌ يَعْدَلُ الزَّكَاتِ. After ma'rifat and salat, which is called in some languages namaz or prayer, after ma'rifat, after knowing Imam and prayers, there's nothing like zakat. Zakat means sharing your blessings with others, helping out others. When you help others, when you always care about others, others means your family, your parents, your community members, your friends, your neighbors. When you do good for others, this is the third one. So number one is ma'rifah, the top amal, the top deed, and then afterwards is salat, the prayers, and then Imam said zakat. وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَعْدَلُ الصَّوْمِ. And after this, fasting is the topmost deed. Number fourth. And then Imam said وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ. There's nothing after this equal to them, like يَعْدَلُ الْحَجِّ, like Hajj. So the first thing Imam said, ma'rifat is the topmost thing, and then prayers, and then zakat means alms, helping out others. And then Imam said, after that, ba'da dhalik shayun, not going to be equal to be with them, like sawm, then fasting is the topmost thing, and after fasting, hajj is the topmost. Hajj is the fifth topmost. And then after that, Imam said, wa fatihatu dhalik kullihi ma'rifatuna. If you want to start for all these gates, achieve all those levels, you want to do all those deeds, start all those deeds, all these deeds with our ma'rifah. Everything starts with the ma'rifah. وَخَاتِمَتُهُ مَعْرِفَتُنَا. And at the end is also ma'rifah. So all of our deeds, make sure that all of our deeds are bounded between two things. We should start with ma'rifah, knowing our Imam, surrender to our Imam, and we should end things on this point, knowing our Imam and ma'rifat of our Imam. In this between, we do salat, sawm, hajj, zakat, khums, whatever you want to do is accepted. But if you don't start with ma'rifah and you don't end up with ma'rifah, you are in trouble. So you have to keep your deeds between these two things, between this two, ma'rifat and ma'rifah. Know your Imam, surrender to your Imam, and then start your deeds. When you finish your deeds, know your Imam and be surrendered to your Imam. This submissiveness, this surrender, being surrendered, and this type of following, this knowing of Ahlul Bayt is the main key of everything. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about two verses in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 39 and Ayah 40. On page 85. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 85. Dear listeners, Ayah 39 and 40 of Surah An-Nisa. Let's everyone, first and foremost, at the very beginning, listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه أجرا عظيما.
Amazing. Nice recitation, MashaAllah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. So, what does Allah Almighty say in these two verses? Very important. Very important point I have to mention here for you. Brothers and sisters, shortly we'll mention, then inshallah, the details you yourself will move on today. Inshallah, the tafsir books, inshallah, learn there, okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما. Allah Almighty says a very beautiful thing. What harm would it have done them? Okay? Had they believed in Allah on the last day, what would have happened? What harm would have happened to them if they had believed in the day of judgment? It talks about the previous ayah. Look, in the previous ayah, Allah says, "وَالَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ." Some there are people, okay, who like donate, but they don't care about Allah. They don't care about the day of judgment. They don't believe, actually. Okay, they don't believe. So, if they believed, yeah, they would do these things for the sake of Allah Almighty, yes? But they don't believe, so they don't care about Allah, so they don't do these things for the sake of Allah Almighty. So, Allah Almighty says, what if they believed? Would something bad happen to them? This is a very broad topic, okay? So, we shortly mention, so you can discuss it with the scholars. Look, Allah Almighty says, what harm would it have done them had they believed in Allah on that last day? وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ and spent out of what Allah has provided them, and also make the intention would be for Allah. What would have happened if the intention was for Allah Almighty? Yeah? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا. Allah knows them well. For what? I'll raise a question. I want you, inshallah, to judge, okay? Okay, for what? Let's see. Look, I believe in the day of judgment. There is another person, he does not believe in the day of judgment. I donate, I help the poor for the sake of Allah Almighty. My intention is this. He as well helps, but not for the sake of Allah Almighty. Okay? I do my prayers, he does not. I do my fasting, he does not. Okay? I follow the teachings, the rulings of Islam, but he doesn't. Now, suppose the day of judgment does not happen. Okay? Does not happen. It doesn't exist. After we, like, when we die, it's all over. Who is harmful here? Me or him? He didn't believe. I believed. Me? No one. No one. Not me, not him. Because he didn't believe, so of course, the day of judgment. Look, two cases. First, let's suppose that the day of judgment does not happen. It's not a fact. It doesn't
exist. Wait, wait.
So nobody is harmful here, yes?
If you did the work with the intention of Allah, did it make you happy?
It made me happy. Yeah. I had a happy life.
So if he didn't do it for the sake of Allah, that person, and he felt happy.
Yeah, we both had our happiness in this world.
Yeah.
And we died, okay, so the day of judgment never happened. And he was right and I was wrong, but I enjoyed my life, he also enjoyed
so the happiness.
Who is harmful now?
Mostly no one.
No one. But now the next case. What if I did my prayers, I did everything, and he didn't? I believed in the day of judgment in Allah Almighty. He didn't. So the day of judgment happened. Who is harmful?
Him.
Him. So basically, yeah. You believe in the day of judgment, okay? Even if it doesn't happen, you have not been harmful. Okay? So Allah Almighty says this. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. What harm would have happened to them if they believed in the day of judgment? Huh? While the day of judgment is a fact. Nothing. So this is a question that we really, like, makes us think about it a bit. Okay, next point in the next ayah. Allah Almighty says in the next ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Almighty never wrongs someone. Okay? Allah Almighty never disrespects someone's right. Look, if you have done a single good thing, Allah Almighty will give you the reward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah Almighty does not wrong anyone, even to the extent of an atoms of weight. Okay? وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً. And if it is a good deed, look, if you do a good deed, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةً فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالُهَا. He will get 10 times rewards for that. For one action, if you didn't take. Here also Allah Almighty says, وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. Allah will double it, okay? The reward. If you do. Okay? If you do a single good thing, respect in this world as well, and the hereafter as well. وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah Almighty gives from Himself a great reward to that person.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Inshallah, I really recommend you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for details. Now, Fawad and Ali Nasir, if you're ready, let's mention some important tajweed rules, inshallah, then we'll move on. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. Thanks for cooperation, though. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. It really matters how you pronounce it, okay? How you pronounce what?
Dal.
Yeah, وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. So it really matters, okay? How you pronounce what?
Dhal.
Dhal. Wama za is wrong. وَمَاذَا. And also the way you read this word, وَمَاذَا. This is a questioning, okay? A question that really tells them to think about it. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Says what? What harms, okay, can affect you if you believe in the day of judgment? وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Whenever the word Allah like you see the word Allah, okay, there is a kasra right before the word Allah. Try to read the word Allah with an A sound. Am I right? بِاللَّهِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. These all are the examples for an A sound. Forward. What if we have not? We don't have a kasra. We have a fatha wal dhamma right before the word Allah. How do we pronounce the word Allah?
Heavily
with an A sound. Good job. Like what? Like
لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ
عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Okay. Or for example, what?
وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ.
This way. Next one. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. So the pronunciation of the word Allah is different.
بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُ.
Look, one is pronounced with an A sound, the other one is pronounced with an O sound. It matters, yes? When to pronounce it. The rule simply says, if there's a kasra before the word Allah, pronounce it with an A sound. If there's a fatha or a dhamma, pronounce it with an A sound. Very simple. Next important rule here is the letter Jim, that tells you an important point about stopping, that you are allowed to stop or
continue.
Mashallah. Next ayah, inna Allah. Look, the word Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound.
La yallimu yallimu.
Pronounce the law correctly.
Mithqala dharrah.
Ra heavily. Qaf heavily. Mithqala dharrah. Sila tells you for what?
It's better to continue.
Better to continue. There is another sign just opposite to sila. Ali Nasir?
Qila.
Qila. Right. It says it's better to stop, yes?
Yeah.
Sila tells you better to continue. Qila says better to stop.
But
both of them tell you that you can continue.
Yeah.
Or you can stop.
Yeah.
وَإِن تَكُوا نُن سَاكِن plus تَا. You should hide the sound of نُن سَاكِن, right?
Yes.
وَإِن تَكُوا حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. حَسَنَةً تَنْوِين plus يَا. حَسَنَة
إِدْغَام.
إِدْغَام. حَسَنَة. How do you read it? حَسَنَة
تَي.
Yes. حَسَنَتَي. حَسَنَتَي يُضَاعِفْهَا. ضَاد is a heavy letter. ضَاعِفْهَا. وَيُؤْتِي مِن لَدُنْهَا. مِن لَدُنْهَا, right? You see the tashdeed on lam? مِن لَدُنْهَا. You skip noon, you merge it to lam. مِن لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. No changes to the tanween. أَجْرًا actually is pronounced with an echoing sound. So, ready to read these two ayatain?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please practice with us.
وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله.
وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله.
أحسنتم. رزقهم الله. It was a long ayah. That's why you were about to run out of breath. Yes. No problem. MashaAllah. Practice. Okay.
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا.
وكان الله بهم عليما
إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة
إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة
وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه أجرا عظيما
وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه أجرا عظيما
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
ما شاء الله الله bless you inshallah that's all for today brothers and sisters stay with IRIB English Radio inshallah thank you so much Fawad and Ali Nasir thanks for being with us today inshallah we'll be here with you wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومن علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing about this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ Make my tongue remember you constantly. وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمَ And my heart enthralled by your love.
وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ. Be gracious to me by answering me favorably. وَأَقِلْنِي عَثْرَتِي وَغْفِرْ زَلَّتِي. Nullify my slips and forgive my lapses. فَإِنَّكَ قَضَيْتَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَكَ بِعِبَادَتِكَ. For you have decreed your worship for your servants. وَأَمَرْتَهُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ. You commanded them to supplicate you. وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةِ. And you assured them that they would be answered. About the guarantee of acceptance of prayers, وَضَمِنْتَ لَهُمُ الْإِجَابَةِ, we said in the previous episode that the Holy Quran has stated, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servants ask you concerning me, then I am near. I answer the prayer of supplicant when he calls on me. Ud'uni astajib lakum, even the Almighty Allah says. Call on me and I will answer you. But we have to keep it in mind that not any type of prayer is going to be guaranteed to be accepted. There are some conditions, there are prerequisites for the acceptance of the supplications mentioned in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam and even in the Holy Quran. One of the reliable tradition narrators in the time of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is Jabir. He narrates from the Prophet وسلم, that three travelers reached a mountain while traveling. They saw a cave on top of the mountain. They entered it and began worshipping there. Suddenly, a piece of rock fell down the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave. The entrance of the cave was blocked in such a way that it had been made to fit like a door. The travelers told each other, by Allah that there is no way out unless we represent to Allah some of our righteous, sincere deeds or avoiding a sin. The first one said, O Allah, you know better than anyone else that I went to a beautiful woman and gave her a lot of money, but when I came near her, I remembered the fire and left her alone. Solve our problem for us and show us a way out. So one part of the rock was removed. The second one said, O Allah, I hired some workers in my farm and set a wage of half a drachma for every one of them. And at the end of the day, one of them came to me and said, I have worked here as much as two workers. Give me one drachma. I refused to do so and I went away. Then I planted some seeds as much as a drachma in a corner of my farm and they grew abundantly. One day, that worker came to me again and asked me for his wage. I gave him 18,000 drachmas for that benefit of him. And, O Allah, because of that, rescue us and save us. So, the rock moved a little bit. And the third person said, O Allah, one night my parents were sleeping. When I brought some milk for them, I did not wake them up and I did not put that milk down so that they would not wake up. I held that milk until they woke up intentionally. You know I tolerated that pain for your sake, so rescue us. The rock then moved away completely and three of them escaped the cave in safety.
And through your mercy protect me and cause my tongue to accentuate your remembrance. And my heart filled with your love, and be gracious to me by your gracious response, and cause my evils to appear fewer, and forgive me my errors.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around.
seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, as you could understand from this tradition, from Jabir, from Imam, the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are some conditions to be met before we want the Almighty Allah to accept our prayers. In that tradition, we saw that there are different prerequisites observed before they ask the Almighty Allah something. First, they name the Almighty Allah, they call Him by His name, and then they start their supplication. The second point is that they ask Him sincerely. They are in a kind of situation where they have realized they have no one else except the Almighty Allah to turn to. This is one of those important conditions. And the third condition in that tradition is that they all have hope of the acceptance of their prayers. They know that by supplicating to Allah sincerely, they would be answered. This is how they could rescue themselves from that hardship. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
As-salamu alayka ya Amin Allah fi ardi.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs to my brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So truly, what an honor it is to be speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a persona which one can speak for an eternity, but it seems like there are still things to say. Now, this is because Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, just as the Holy Quran was the silent, living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, the divinely appointed Imam, the divinely appointed successor to the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, and also this source of wisdom and knowledge, who was the embodiment of the teachings of both the Holy Prophet and the Holy Quran. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, he speaks about Muawiyah, and this was at a time when Imam Ali alayhi salam was the caliph of the Muslims, and Muawiyah had rebelled against Imam Ali alayhi salam, despite the commander of the believers being the rightful caliph of the Muslims. And so Muawiyah revolts, he rebels in audaciousness and arrogance against Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, this of course eventually ensues into a great war, which is the Battle of Siffin, and unfortunately many countless hundreds and thousands of Muslims were killed because of this rebellion that Muawiyah had done against the rightful caliph of the Muslims. And so here somebody said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, they said, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Commander of the Believers, you know, you're not very cunning when it comes to these matters. You see, Muawiyah, he is incredibly cunning. And so here, it's really important for us to understand something. And this is the response of Imam Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence says that Muawiyah is not more cunning than I am. Matter of fact, if I wanted, I would be the most cunning of all the Arabs, and no Arab would have been able to be more cunning than I am. But I abide by the laws and the commandments of Allah, and Muawiyah does not. And so this is something that's really important in our lives, is that there are times and situations in our lives where we can be cunning, we can be shrewd, and not in the positive sense. For example, a mu'min is always